Actually, my name is Perumal Paramanandam. It's a very long name. So it's very difficult. You people, you American people, find very difficult to call my name. That's why you people are calling me Dr. P. It's okay. Paramanandam, Perumal Paramanandam means heavenly joy. My parents named me this name while we were yet Hindus. As a Hindu, I used to go to Hindu temples and sit hours together and meditate on Hindu gods. Because I wanted to live a holy life. I wanted to get rid of from my bad sins. So I worshipped all the Hindu gods. In Hinduism, we have millions of Hindu gods. But no god delivered me from the bondage of my sins. When I read about Hindu gods, I read Hindu gods, they themselves are fighting each other. Hindu gods are telling lies. Hindu gods are lying. Hindu gods are stealing. Hindu gods are having many wives. Then I started thinking, what is this? God means God must be holy. But the gods I am worshipping, they are living in sin. So I decided, these gods are not true gods. There must be only one God who is holy and is able to deliver me from the bondage of my sins, and I must find out the true holy one of God. That was a great desire in my heart, and I was sincerely seeking after true God. I started reading many religious books. Still I was not able to find out any true God. Finally, someone gave me the Bible. When I got the Bible, I started reading from Genesis. It was my summer vacation. I just finished my 10th grade. It was my summer vacation. So I was able to read the Bible day and night. While I was reading the Bible, it was quite interesting to read. It was quite different from all the other books I ever read. I felt God was speaking to me while I was reading this Bible. I was going on reading this Bible day and night. I read the whole Bible within 2 months. When I read the Bible, I came to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is true God. That was the time my father was suffering from throat cancer and was not able to speak for many days. At the time, some people from Presbyterian church came to my house and prayed for my father. Near to my house, there's a Presbyterian church. Those people came to my house and prayed for my father. When they prayed, instantly a kind of blood and fuss came out from my father's mouth and started speaking. My father confessed, "Oh, now I am speaking. Jesus Christ is true God." My father told, "Let's all take baptism." It was in 1966, January on the 1st. 9 of us took baptism. My father, my mother, my brothers, my sister, my grandmother, all 9 of us took baptism in 1966, January on the 1st. We removed all the idols from my house. See, in my house, we were hanging a lot of idols on the wall and we were worshipping them. But we removed all the idols, packed them and threw them in the trash because they are not gods. We were baptized without salvation experience. We were baptized without salvation experience. We did not know about salvation because nobody told us about salvation. Even the Presbyterian people, they themselves did not know about salvation. But we just believed Jesus and took baptism in 1966, January on the 1st. But in 1969, a man of God from America, Mr. Hubert Mitchell, came to India and preached the gospel message in my city. He played accordion and sang songs and preached the gospel message. When he preached, God spoke to me and convicted of my sins. When he gave altar call, I raised my hand and went into the front. I knelt down and I confessed my sins with tears. I wept like a child for my sins. When I got up from my kneeling, I had a great joy of salvation. I got assurance that Jesus Christ has forgiven my sins and come into my heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I know, even I die today, I will be in heaven with Jesus. Jesus changed my life. I worship all the Hindu gods. No God changed my life. But Jesus changed my life. Jesus forgave my sins. He delivered me from the sins. From that day onward, I am not able to keep quiet. I started sharing about my salvation experience to others. I was jumping. I was not able to control the joy. And that great joy God, Jesus has given me. I was the first person who got saved in that Presbyterian church. Day by day, some others also got saved. My parents got saved. My brothers, sisters all got saved. Then God called me to do his ministry full time. In 1972, God called me to do his ministry full time. At that time, I was doing my own business. I was manufacturing packing materials and supplying to some companies, packing materials to put in the each glass bottles so that glass bottles may not be broken. That was my business. I was manufacturing packing materials and supplying to juice factories, medical companies, beer companies, and all the companies. I was supplying those packing materials and earning a lot of money in that business. That was the time God called me to do his ministry full time. When God called me, I quit my business. In 1973, I went to the Bible College. I studied 5 years. I was graduated in 1978. Right after my graduation, my parents arranged my marriage. See, I never met my wife before my marriage. I never talked to my wife before my marriage. My parents arranged my marriage. After my marriage, we started preaching the gospel in the streets. I'm a street preacher. I play accordion. My wife sings songs in the streets. See, in India, wherever you go and sing a song, immediately many people will be gathered. Then we can preach the gospel. So, through street preaching, some Hindus got saved. We took their addresses, then we told them to come to my house. 12 people came to my house. So, with those 12 people, we started our first worship service in my house on the 10th of December in 1978. Day by day, many Hindus were getting saved through our street preaching and started coming to my house. Then there was no more space to sit in my house. So we bought a piece of land and put a small thatched hut, coconut leaves on the top when we were worshipping in them. Then in 1992, we built a small church building. Now there are 200 people are worshipping in our church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1997, God gave me vision to plant 1,000 churches in all over India. See, in India, we have 1,600 languages. We cannot go everywhere and preach the gospel because we don't know their languages. Even I don't know my wife's language. My wife speaks Malayalam language. I speak Tamil language. I don't know my wife's language. But she knows my language. Because she went to school in my language. So, we started our Bible college. In 1998, we started our Bible college. Calvary Baptist Bible College. We take committed young Christians from all over India who speak different languages. But we teach in English. Because all the students know English. We are giving free food and accommodation for the students for 3 years course, Bachelor of Theology, BTH. When they are graduated, then we are sending them back to their own places from where they have come to preach the gospel in their own languages and to plant churches where there is no church. In this way, by the grace of God, so far we have planted 136 churches. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. For the 136 churches, we have only 26 pastors. Each pastor is in charge of 5 churches. This pastor has to ride bicycles. It's very difficult to ride bicycles in India. Roads are not good, ups and downs, very rough roads. So we are also providing motorcycles to some pastors. So we have 136 churches, but we have only 20 church buildings. Rest of them are worshipping under the trees. Some are worshipping in the thatched huts, coconut leaves on the top. Some are worshipping in the houses. Some are worshipping in the rented buildings. So, Hindus are very hungry for God. In India, the population of India is 1.25 billion people. But we have only 3% Christians. 80% of the people are Hindus. Hindus are very religious people. They are very good people. Morally, they are very good. They don't know who is real God, who is true God. That's why they are worshipping many gods. When we preach about Christ, then they realize this is the true God whom we are seeking for. So, Hindus are very hungry for God. They are very hungry and thirst for God. They are so receptive to the gospel. Through my sweet preaching, many Hindus are getting saved. But Hindu priests don't like it. Hindu priests got angry with me. Hindu priests started persecuting me. Many times I was beaten and wounded. Many times they tried to kill me. I received 2 letters telling that they are going to kill me and drink my blood. I am not afraid of my death. Even if they kill me, I am sure I am going to be with the Lord in heaven. Praise the Lord. If I am alive, we are going to plant 1,000 churches in all over India. So this is my humble request. All of you to pray for our ministries. Don't pray for the protection of my life. Don't pray for the sake of my life. I am ready to die for Jesus. One day, anyway, we are going to die. Let me die for Jesus. I am sure no one can touch me before God's time. So, don't pray for the protection of my life. But pray that God may provide funds to plant 1,000 churches in all over India in my lifetime. May God bless you. Thank you.